I'm Aaron Pednotti, and today I'm interviewing Jesus Papalito Melendez, who goes by Papo, about an upcoming event in Albany that is being organized and hosted by Capital District Latinos in honor of the New Yorican poet Pedro Pietri. Papo, who is himself a founding member of the New Yorican poetry movement, will be a keynote speaker at the event. Papo, thanks for joining us. It's good to have you back on the show. To start out, can you tell us about the New Yorican poetry movement? When did it get started, and what was it all about?
Well, the New Yorican Poets Movement started late 60s, early 70s. And it was a group of poets who didn't know each other really personally, but they were working in their own vacuum, in their own spaces. You know, me in El Barrio and then in the Bronx, Pedro Pietri on the west side, Miguel Agarin on the Lower East Side. You know, they were scattered. We didn't really know each other. But you know how the village is, the East Village and the West Village, Greenwich Village. We gravitated to that area because it still had the beat aura going on. And the New Yorican Poets Movement is actually a post-beat movement. So we just got to know each other slowly but surely. We're reading at different venues. There was a political movement going on. Poets were in demand to express the needs and the reality of our people. That's really what the New Yorican Poets movement is about, giving voice to our people's reality at that time. You know, they were talking about the late 60s, early 70s. And so the writers are writing, but not coalescing, I would say. Miguel Agarin, who is the founder of the New Yorican Poets Cafe, the cafe itself, which is an institution that, you know, keeps us all together as the New Yorican Poets Movement. But the cafe is a cafe, a cultural, you know, showplace. You know, he loaned his apartment on 6th Street, and there we between A and B, and we all hung out just like a salon kind of reading situation, and we began to read our poems to one another. And that's basically how the New Yorican Poets Movement began, and how it extended into the cafe when Miguel Angarín and Miguel Piñero, the author of the play Short Eyes, were able to purchase the bar on 6th Street.
And the name itself, New Yorican, sounds like it gestures towards an idea of cultural hybridity. There's New York and there's Puerto Rico together in that name. So can you comment on that a little?
Oh, yeah, that's essential to the whole concept of New Yorkianism. It began as a derogatory term, to be, you know, quite blunt about it, coming from the islanders, mainline islanders in Puerto Rico, talking about the Puerto Ricans who had left the island and came to New York or to the United States, and those of us who were in New York, and we would go visit Puerto Rico with our broken Spanish and our English dominance, were referred to as New Yorkians, or, you know, Neo-Ricans. And so that whole, you know, how should I say, cultivated itself into the word New Yorkian. We embraced it. It was a label to embrace. Rather, it was although it initiatedly it was derogatory, it was not like the kind of arithmetic you need to make the N letter a positive.
So in a sense, yeah, like an example of cultural reappropriation, a term of abuse that's taken up as a badge of pride.
Yeah. And it, you know, the things that have come out of the movement, you know, spoken word, say, a lot of hip hop, rap and so forth, you know, it's really permeated a lot of the culture. It's a subculture that's permeated the main culture, you know, oblivious to it, I would say.
So can you tell us about the life and work of Pedro Pietri, in whose honor the event in Albany is being held?
Pedro was a great poet. He passed away in March of 2004. Tragically, he was suffering from cancer. He was in Mexico, and he was trying to get back to New York City. So he died in transit, in flight. That being said, his classic book, Puerto Rican Obituary, which came out in 1975, has such great poems that talk about the plight and the struggle of the Puerto Rican reality here in New York and in the island. Now, Pedro's technique of poetry was comedy and irony, and so his poems are hilarious in their poignant view of what was going on, and highly political and extremely quotable. So he's the prime New Yorican poet, I must say, along with Jorge Brandon, El Coco que Habla, but Jorge Brandon's from the island. Pedro, too, but Pedro is a quintessential New Yorican, having arrived in New York as a little boy. So he's to be read. It surprises me when people don't know about him. But he was my good friend. We hung out for about 35 years together. I was with him in Mexico with his brother when we were trying to deal with his cancer. And we were all on the plane together when he surreally passed away.
You were present on the plane when he passed away?
Oh, yes, yes. There's a recording that I did for StoryCorps, and if people go there and you know, type in Pedro's name, it comes up, and it's just 3 minutes of a longer piece where I actually talk about the moment when Pedro passes away in flight. He was very sick, and we were in Mexico for about the last 43 days of his life for a special cancer treatment center, which is a very good cancer treatment center, except Pedro was, you know, far gone by that time. And his brother and I, you know, took him to the center, and we were with him, and we tried to just make him live longer, but he got worse, and we decided to bring him back home so that he could, you know, be with his family rather than pass away in Mexico. But we had to rent an airplane, like a air ambulance, and we were able to fly back to New York. But Pedro passed away on the second leg of the trip, which was from El Paso, Texas, to St. Louis.
So now I want to ask you about the upcoming event. Who will be presenting at it, and what will it involve?
Well, my participation is to have a presentation in the evening to the student body. I'm not certain exactly where, but the auditorium or something. And what we're planning is like an interview, as we're having here, about Pedro, and read some of his works and talk about him and so forth. And then I'll get into a thing of reading some other works and stuff like that. It'll be about an hour and a half presentation.
And my last question,
yes.
My last question is, if people want to attend the event, when and where is it being held?
The event is on Friday, April 5th, at the center itself, the Community Engagement Center, 160 Central Avenue.
Community Engagement Center, 160 Central Avenue, Albany.
Yes, I'm not familiar with Albany too much. I thank you, Alan, for this interview.
My pleasure. Thanks, Papo. And best of luck with your event.
Thank you very much.
After my interview with Papo, I found the StoryCorps piece in which he describes being present for Pedro's final moments on a flight returning to New York from Mexico. Here it is.
We took off, and as we're ascending, before we had leveled off, our level off point was 45,000 feet. So before we had leveled off, Pedro began leaving us. The beauty about it is that I believe that there's something after life. You can see it in Pedro. Pedro's eyes were open when he was leaving. And when he was leaving, you could see him like no longer paying attention to us, although we were yelling and screaming and telling him to stay in this little plane, you know. His eyes, although open and looking at me, were focused somewhere else deep inside his head. That's who he was paying attention to. That's where he was going. He went somewhere. You could see it. And there was no pain. There's a quiet dignity in that. And, you know, hey, you know, I hated to see my friend go. I love my friend very much. I miss him as all hell. But that was beautiful. That was profound. I had no idea that Pedro and I becoming friends would one day lead to me holding his hand in his final moment and seeing him leave. Like my son said, this is the day you cats had never planned for. And he was right. But it was beautiful. It was a gift that he gave to me in his leaving. And although he was a profound poet, a great person, a great pain in the ass, his leaving like that just shows you that life is indeed a mystery and that this bullshit on earth is not all there is to life. That the spirit matter is what matters more than the human matter.